Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point, a hemispheric summit, and here a noisy anti-summit underway today in Argentina. The Summit of the Americas kicks off today outside Buenos Aires with its own banner theme, creating jobs to fight poverty and strengthen democratic governance. But as every leader in the Western Hemisphere but Fidel Castro descends on the Argentine seaside resort town of Mar del Plata, the summit's popular billing is more stark. It's George Bush versus Hugo Chavez, free trade versus Nuevo Socialism, and a battle for Latin America. Beyond the summit grounds and the anti-summit protests outside is too much wrenching poverty. 96 million people in the region survive on less than a dollar a day. As the U.S. has turned its gaze toward the Middle East and national security, anti-U.S. sentiment in Latin America has grown, from the slums of Rio to the halls of power. Many Latin Americans are cynical about the war on terror, put off by American swagger, and newly skeptical of the free market's power to bring opportunity to the poor. This hour on Point, a new battle for Latin America as leaders of the Western Hemisphere meet in Argentina. You can join the conversation. Have you followed the headlines out of Venezuela, Bolivia, Peru? What's the message from Latin America to Washington? After two centuries of Monroe Doctrine and 40 years of Cold War, is Latin America going its own way? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We go first today to Argentina's Atlantic coast and Mar del Plata, site of the Summit of the Americas. Patrick McDonnell is Buenos Aires bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times and joins us from the soccer stadium site outside of the anti-summit, I think. Hello, Patrick McDonnell, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Tom.
And describe exactly where are you and what's going on there?
Well, there's, you know, a pretty large gathering here of, you know, maybe 20,000 or more people at the soccer stadium in Mar del Plata, and everybody is basically awaiting the arrival of the Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to address the crowd. And it's a very, very anti-Bush crowd. I would say that the theme here is stop Bush. That's what everyone seems to be saying, and that's what a lot of the signs say that are posted around here, along, of course, with very large portraits of El Che Guevara, who's a hero to many of the folks here.
So let's be very clear about this. There are, in a sense, two summits going on, one of Western Hemisphere leaders inside the security bubble. You're outside at the anti-summit, and Hugo Chavez is going to address both of these gatherings, both the formal gathering of hemispheric leaders and the anti-summit outside.
Right, exactly right. I guess everybody's kind of waiting to see both his speech here, what he says to his admirers here. I would say many of these people are, or at least they say they're his admirers, and then later what kind of body language there might be if and when President Bush and President Chavez are in the same room or at the same table. There's been a lot of speculation about that, but we'll know later.
Patrick McDonnell, what are the competing agendas for these days of summit in Mar del Plata?
Well, a lot of the chat has centered on an idea that's been around for a decade or more, for a free trade zone stretching from, as Bill Clinton used to say, from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego in the southern South America. And a lot of opposition in Latin America has kind of galvanized around this concept. Beyond opposition based on things like tariffs, it's become kind of a very emotional issue for a lot of people in Latin America who oppose this and tend to view free trade as an opportunity for Western U.S. and European businessmen and capitalists to plunder national resources. That's their view. Obviously, the Bush administration view is that free trade is something that lifts everybody by improving all